It's David Knight.
Well, it's Tuesday, November the 14th, 2017. We have a lot of news. We have now been exposed here at InfoWars as the center of a Russian controversy. And, of course, Drudge is our press agent, according to the Washington Post, the source that everybody trusts, the Washington Post. In 1 week, they have outed Roy Moore as a pedophile, and they have outed InfoWars and Matt Drudge as Russian agents. Seriously. Seriously. This is this is the press propaganda tool that is owned by Jeff Bezos, who also is in bed with the CIA, getting hundreds of millions of dollars of data service contracts from them as he spent a little bit of pocket change. Very little pocket change. I mentioned once before, and I don't remember what the figures were, but it was something like just a couple of hours of what he makes in terms of money to buy the Washington Post. It was pocket change for this guy. Gave him a lot of political leverage, though, and let's understand what's behind that. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the new allegations against Roy Moore, where that's coming from, the amazing statements, I think, from the GOP, because quite frankly, regardless of what you think about these allegations, I think that the only place that this ought to be tried, if it's going to be tried in the court of public opinion, as they are doing now in the press, Washington Post and others, Gloria Allred is the one who had the press conference yesterday. If this is going to be a trial in the court of public opinion, then the jury or the Alabama voters, let's let them decide. But of course, Mitch McConnell is not really too certain that he's going to get the outcome that he wants from that. He doesn't think the Alabama voters are going to make the right decision. So he's going to make it for them. Kind of sounds like what we saw with the election of President Trump, doesn't it? You had the GOP saying, no. They may have selected him in the primaries, but, we're going to take care of this. We're going to make sure that we got a brokered convention and all the usual suspects, Mitt Romney, Kasich, McConnell, all the GOP establishment are now talking about doing the same thing with Roy Moore. That's the context you need to understand these accusations. But we're also going to take a look at Gloria Allred and her storied tradition. In the news, we see that Bill Maher, as he interviewed Donna Brazile, said, can't we just move on? Can't we just move on from all this DNC stuff? Why are we dividing people? It's over, he said. It's important. As he said, it's not important now whether or not the 2016 Democrat presidential primary was rigged because that primary is over. And yet, would he say that about the election? Would he say that we should not investigate the Russian hacking conspiracy theory that continues to be floated constantly, 24/7 by the mainstream media? He said, yeah, let's just put this over. It is a divisive thing. Yeah, that's precisely why they will not put aside the Russian investigation. Meanwhile, we look at something else that's happening with the NFL, very similar, I think, to what we see with the rest of this stuff. And kind of echoes these different tactics that we see. You know, as we see the NFL and we have the protesters there, we know that the NFL owners are very left-leaning. They've been pushing a social agenda that has everybody being patted down and scanned in the public place. They've been at the forefront of that. They've been at the forefront of political correctness. And so it doesn't come as a surprise that they would be reluctant to stop the Black Lives Matter movement. Colin Kaepernick, the Marxist, the guy who really is a Marxist. You know, Matt Drudge is not a Marxist by any means. Neither are we here at InfoWars. But the guy that really is, the guy that loves Che Guevara and Karl Marx and owns it, brags about it, Colin Kaepernick. The Black Lying Marxist, BLM movement, they call themselves Black Lives Matter, but it's actually the black lies that matter that they're telling people. But as they're doing this, and you got Jerry Jones saying, you know, I think we haven't been really well served by the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell. Maybe we need to replace them, and starting to move. And they said, hi, you think you're going to replace us? We're going to replace you, is what they're saying now inside the NFL. Kind of echoes the indignation that the NFL commissioner had when Donald Trump said, you shouldn't disrespect veterans. And they said, you're disrespecting the NFL. Shut up. You don't get a chance to say anything about that. What are you, a dictator? Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we've got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink. It's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it. Supermel Vitality, 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6-$7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today.
Russian propaganda outfit, along with Matt Drudge. By, of all people, the Washington Post, or maybe I should say the Bezos Amazon Post. In 1 week, think about the truth, the Pravda, that has come out of Washington Post. They've told us that Roy Moore is a child molester. They've told us that Matt Drudge is a Russian propagandist. When it comes to tax reform, it must be stopped, because we've got the Congressional Budget Office telling us that we're going to have $1.5 trillion increase in the deficit over a 10-year period, completely ignoring the fact that we had between $1 and $1.5 trillion increase in the deficit every in total debt every year with Barack Obama's 8 years. This is the Washington Post. What would we do without them? And so now what they're doing is they've attacked Matt Drudge as being a Russian propagandist. Here's the headline. One of the busiest websites in the U.S. in 2016. Regularly linked to Russian propaganda. And when they give the examples of Russian propaganda, they have InfoWars, RT, and Sputnik. And they talk about how many times Matt Drudge has linked to InfoWars, RT, and Sputnik. Because we're Russian propaganda. And RT is Russian propaganda. And Sputnik is Russian propaganda. And the next thing you know, Washington Post is going to demand that we register as foreign agents. They're going to demand that Matt Drudge register as a foreign agent of the Russian government. I mean, this is patently absurd. What a piece of trash the Washington Compost has become. Unbelievable. And so first they start out talking about how important Matt Drudge is. And he is important. Drudge, they said, was the second most visited site on the Internet in the U.S. The month of the Republican and Democratic presidential conventions and the month of the leak of the emails stolen from the DNC, Drudge had 1.4 billion page views. 1.4 billion. The equivalent, they said, of 47 views of the Drudge Report every second of every minute that month. More than the New York Times and the Washington Post combined. Ooh, ooh, is there some jealousy here from the Washington Post? is that their problem? I don't know. You know, Matt Drudge says in a tweet yesterday, he said, "I've linked to the Washington Post over 10,000 times in 25 years of doing Drudge Report. I currently give them 37% of regular traffic, according to SimilarWeb.com, which measures that." He says, "It's a brutal business, not even a thank you. Instead, uppercase, you're a Russian operative." That basically is. And they use us to accuse him of being a Russian operative. They use InfoWars. And so when you look at their article, they say, Drudge, the first thing they start talking about, Drudge started linking to InfoWars in 2010. His first link to RT was that same year. Sputnik News wasn't created until November of 2014. Drudge's first link to that site came later that month. And then they show the first Exhibit A that the Washington Compost has is, here's the first link to InfoWars from Matt Drudge, they said. InfoWars, racist film, Machete, produced with taxpayer funds. They said that was the first time he linked to InfoWars. And then, of course, RT says, coldest winter in 1,000 years on its way. Sputnik, European nations repatriate gold reserves from the U.S. vaults. You know what? All three of those stories were true. Washington Post has a real problem with the truth. That's why they don't like Drudge. That's why they don't like us. They have a real problem with the truth. And so you've got this push by establishment Washington. And unfortunately, President Trump hasn't squashed this. They have forced RT to register as a foreign agent. That means that people like Larry King is a foreign agent of Russian propaganda. People like Jesse Ventura is a foreign agent of Russian propaganda. Max Kaiser, the Economist, he's been on our show. That's it. That proves it right there. Max Kaiser, who works for RT, has been on InfoWars. Max Kaiser tweeted out a couple of weeks ago. He said, I guess it was just last week, as they were starting with this registering foreign agents, anybody that worked for RT, you know, have you now or in the past ever been a reporter for RT? You are a foreign agent. And he said, you know, I worked for a lot of different press organizations. And he said the most, and I think what he was saying was the most manipulative or the most controlling was the BBC. He said, I'm free to say whatever I want to at RT. They don't put any restrictions on what he has to say. I don't have any restrictions put on me either. So if I'm a Russian agent, it's because I'm being directly controlled by Vladimir Putin, because nobody's telling me what to say. Alex doesn't put any restrictions on what I say here. And then they go on to talk about how supporters of Barack Obama endorsed Karl Marx for president on InfoWars. They say it's March 3rd, 2015, when Drudge linked to that report. they not only don't know the truth or won't tell the truth, the Washington Post doesn't recognize satire either. Here's that report. That was actually from Mark Dice, and he was doing a man-on-the-street interview, and he was pointing out the ignorance of the public. The title was, Obama supporters endorse Karl Marx as the next president of the United States. Let's run a little bit of that clip.
Karl Marx has been an economic advisor to the Obama administration for many years.
Yeah, he has, actually. That's true.
To elevate him to the level of presidency, full endorsement. Should we continue with that policy to lead us to the road of prosperity and to the utopia we've all hoped for?
I feel if y'all desire to, we should. That if he decides to lead on and try to pick better decisions, I feel he would.
Continue with the Marxist economic policies to lead us to the utopia that we've all really hoped for.
And Mark Dice is wearing a Obama t-shirt.
Has chosen Karl Marx, the economic advisor that he's had, to be the next president for the Democrats. Do you think that we should continue with his Karl Marx economic policies to lead us to the road to prosperity? Is that a wise decision?
Sure. Sounds like the best plan of action right now.
Yeah, yeah.
We've come such a long way in the last... You know,
if we can't get Karl Marx, we can at least get Bernie Sanders, right?
Obama's been in office, and so, I mean, as you probably saw, Obama has been taking his economic advice from Karl Marx, top Obama economic advisor. Now Obama chose him to become the nominee for the Democrats. Good decision. Continue down that road.
Yes.
With those policies, lead us to the, you know, really the utopia that we've all been hoping for.
Yes, I hope we can look forward to a good year coming up.
Our election with Karl Marx continuing and passing on the baton and continuing with those policies.
Okay, we got to go to break soon. I want to comment on that. So that is evidence. Seriously, evidence. You know, the first thing, let's say the first report that Drudge linked to from InfoWars is racist film Machete produced with taxpayer funds. That's true. And then they said, look at this. In March of 2015, Drudge linked to this article about how supporters of Barack Obama endorsed Karl Marx for president. You just heard that report. It was a satire report. But these people were serious. I mean, you can say, well, they're so stupid they didn't even know who Karl Marx is. But they support Obama because they don't know who Karl Marx is. They don't know what happened 100 years ago with the Marxist-Leninist revolution. That's the profound ignorance of these people. And they would go along with this. This is the key thing. They would go along with this because he's wearing an Obama shirt. See, people go along with the Washington Post because they're wearing the equivalent of an Obama shirt. They've got their Democrat Party credentials. Or they have the veneer, just like that T-shirt gave Mark Dice credibility with these people in California. The Washington Post uses that same kind of calling card to get credibility with the American public. While they criticize InfoWars, criticize Matt Drudge as being Russian propagandists, those people are real propagandists. They're real conspiracy theorists. They're really dangerous. And we have to out them. That's what they don't like about InfoWars and Matt Drudge. We expose their lies. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. It's Tuesday, November 14, 2017. We have a lot to cover today. We had a press conference yesterday with another accuser of Judge Roy Moore running for Senate in Alabama to take the place of Jeff Sessions, who moved on to Attorney General. We have some updates on the Middle East war. We have updates on the left and its attempts to gaslight us. We've got killer robots. You will not believe the demonstration video that was just done of a killer robot that basically targeted assassination. This is something that is incredibly chilling to see how technology is being abused in ways like this. It reminds me of the old old song from Chicago, "While the City Sleeps, Men Are Devising New Ways to Kill Us," right? It's just that it constantly goes on, constantly goes on. And I tell you, you know, I got into technology, became an engineer because I loved technology. And as we're growing up, and I would say even into the beginning of this century, I still felt that technology was a liberating thing. You know, it's a tool. It could be used one way or the other. And it seemed like it was spreading out and getting in the hands of the masses as a liberating thing, like we saw with the printing press, for example. But now I'm not so sure. I've really kind of in the last 10 years seeing the way that not only has wealth and power been concentrated in the hands of a few people, but technology has as well. And that was what we were warned about by President Eisenhower, talking about the military industrial academic complex and how they would come to own research and technology. And so, yeah, it is still a tool. And yeah, it can be used for good or evil. But I think the balance has definitely tilted towards the direction of concentration into the hands of a few evil, powerful people with technology. And you can call me a Luddite if you want. I'm not a Luddite. I think that we need to outstrip them with technology. My biggest hope is in the hackers. There's a lot of independent hackers out there. They have a lot of power. And as this control grid becomes more centralized and controlling, they're going to have a very important role to play. And what they may find is that these globalists, these global technologists, may be hoisted by their own petard. They may become so dependent on this technology that it becomes the rope that hangs them, to paraphrase Lenin. Of course, we're being accused of being Leninists ourselves now by the Washington Post, as is Matt Drudge. As he pointed out, you know, no gratitude from the Washington Post for linking to them tens of thousands of times in 25 years. No, instead, they're going to call him a Russian propagandist, and they're going to conflate, they're going to do it on the basis of the fact that InfoWars, RT, and Sputnik are retweeted by Matt Drudge. They even admit that there are far more links to the Washington Post, for example, and to Breitbart than there are links to InfoWars, RT, and Sputnik by Matt Drudge. And yet, they use the three of us, InfoWars, RT, and Sputnik. They use that guilt by association. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what RT is doing or Sputnik. I mean, we have Lee Stranahan on frequently. We talk to him. And RT has Larry King, Jesse Ventura, Max Kaiser, as I just mentioned in the last segment. Max Kaiser said he used to work for the BBC. He said, they're far more controlling of my content. He said, nobody at RT tells him what to do. Nobody. And, you know, I don't think he probably left the BBC because he didn't like people telling him what to say. And as I said, nobody tells me what to say here. If I was being dictated as to what I had to say, I'd leave. I'm not going to be a propagandist for anybody, for any point of view. Give me a break. We have self-respect here. So it's association, guilt by association technique. And quite frankly, I think it's what the Washington Post is using with Roy Moore as well. They haven't directly tied him to Harvey Weinstein, to Louis C.K., to Kevin Spacey, you know, pick your sexual preference or whatever. But in this environment, they and the Republican establishment know that any charges that are put out there, even though there is no evidence of the people who have known him for decades, they say, no, I don't see this as a pattern of behavior. They did see a pattern of behavior with Weinstein, with Spacey, with Louis C.K. They did see a pattern of behavior. But that becomes a pattern of behavior that they can then put onto other people. And we'll talk about that later on. We have a lot to talk about today, and we have several guests that are coming up. Before we get back to the news, before we get back to the attacks on us by the Washington Post, let's talk about what keeps us independent, what keeps us going. You know, we don't have Amazon to feed us money. And the Washington Post, they don't care if you pick up their stuff. They got endless pockets. Jeff Bezos and Amazon will keep funding them because it gives him political leverage in Washington. When you look at the amount of subsidized shipping that he gets from the U.S. Postal Service and the other things that they're going to weigh for him. You know, if he wants to do drone deliveries, don't worry. Forget about it. We got it covered for you. We'll give you Amazon. We'll give you special delivery privileges for drones or whatever. We'll give you subsidized U.S. post office rates, massive subsidies for this. We got it covered. We got it covered. You just do what we want to do against our establishment political enemies, and we got you covered. But we won't let other people do drone delivery because, you know, we just can't have everybody doing drone deliveries. We got to keep it controlled. It would be chaos if everybody were allowed to do this. So we'll just allow Amazon to fly drones to deliver packages because otherwise, can you imagine how chaotic it would be? Hey, that's why he's got the Washington Post and why they have become so absurdly politicized. Well, what do we have? Well, we've got products that we sell for your health, for your family's health. We sell them directly because we have Google and others that are shutting down our ability to even serve links on other websites. And so we have some sales that we have extended on some of these, as also extended free shipping. We have some sales that have ended, but here are some of the ones that we have in terms of 50% off right now. We had to end the ones off of apparel and Super Male Vitality because they were successful, but we still have free shipping and 50% off on Biome Defense. That's our probiotic formula. We have also added Z-Shield, and we're dropping it by 50%, giving you free shipping as well. And we have Caveman, our true paleo formula. It's now back. It's got chaga mushroom. It's got bee pollen and a lot of other things to help you if you are familiar with the paleo diet. It's that type of nutrition. We call it Caveman. It's now back in stock, 50% off with free shipping. And we have still Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink, 50% off with free shipping. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 50% off with free shipping. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what keeps us independent. That's what keeps us independent. Not a sugar daddy like Jeff Bezos for the Washington Post. So they went on to talk about this, and what they did was they conflated InfoWars and RT and Sputnik on the Drudge Report, and they said, look, on two different days, we found four links to these three sites on the Drudge Report. They said they, and I just played for you in the last segment, March the 3rd, 2015, Drudge actually linked to supporters of Barack Obama endorsing Karl Marx, and that was a Mark Dice satire showing the mindset of the left. And then they said another day, October the 6th, 2015, Sputnik, how the Islamic State might be sneaking across the Mexico border. That was InfoWars story. Actually, it's true. We showed that. That was Joe Biggs dressing up like a jihadi and going across the border and saying, see, nobody cares. We got terrorists here. Nah, nobody cares. They don't care about Dodson either. Hey, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months because the ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from globalists, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Guys are fast. I referenced Chicago earlier in the program, and they looked up that song. While the city sleeps, men are scheming new ways to kill us. Or in the case of the Washington Post, new ways to deceive us. Now calling Matt Drudge a Russian propagandist. That's the headline. One of the busiest websites in the U.S. in 2016, regularly linked to Russia propaganda. And then as evidence, they say, look, he linked InfoWars because we're Russian propaganda, according to the Washington Post. They should call it the Drudgeky Report. That's what Matt Drudge needs to do. You know, he did a couple of, I guess it was maybe for a full week, as things were heating up with North Korea and everybody's talking about the new Cold War and everything. He went totally black and white. He said, you know, it just felt like the right vibe. You know, like we're going back to the 1950s Cold War. So everything on the Drudge Report was black and white. Well, maybe he needs to do something to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Russian Revolution. the Marxist-Leninist revolution, and the fact that he has been now outed by the Washington Post as a Russian propagandist because he links to the InfoWars. And as we pointed out, this is, it's amazing the logic or the non-logic that they use on this. And they link us together with RT and Sputnik, and they say, look, on a couple of different days, he's got multiple links to InfoWars, to RT, and to Sputnik. And here's the ones that they said on October the 6th, 2015, that day. There are four articles that were linked to these different places. One of them was from Sputnik, activists using drones to spy on an NSA facility. Yeah, that was true. You got a problem with that, Washington Post? It was actually true. Here's the other ones from InfoWars. So it was one from Sputnik and three from InfoWars. How the Islamic State might be sneaking across the Mexico border. And that was with Joe Biggs, dressed up as a jihadi, going across, carrying a scimitar with a fake head. And it's like, see, nobody cares. There's nobody watching the border. You know, it's nobody flies up. There's not drones that come flying out with spotlights on Joe Biggs. Nothing. Nothing about that. Another one. Support for, quote unquote, white privilege tax by Clinton supporters. That was probably a Mark Dice report. And a rumor that the mass shooter in Oregon was taking psychoactive drugs. Well, not a rumor, folks. We back these things up. As strange as it may seem, we put a lot of links to trusted sources like the Washington Post and the New York Times in our article so people will believe it. They put this stuff out, but they bury it if they talk about it. They might mention it once and then they bury it. We put the references there, or more than likely it is usually exposed by local media and not reported by national media. So we pick it up and we put the links there. And then they report, well, it's important to contextualize this. They said from 2014 to 2016, links to InfoWars, RT, and Sputnik were only a small part of what was on the site. There were far more links to The Post, for example, and to Breitbart, but not enough to make the Washington Post happy. And of course, we are the core Russian propagandists. That's what they're saying. They're saying, Drudge is a Russian propaganda site. See, he links to InfoWars. That's their logic. And then they look at web statistics and analytics collected by an organization called SimilarWeb. They said that they saw that a lot of traffic was being driven by Drudge, but they announced that one particular site was rising on the charts like a bullet. The site, they wrote, was InfoWars.com, known for its acclaimed host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, made an extraordinary leap of 31 spots, advancing to 84th in October's ranking. That month, InfoWars had 57.8 million page views, more than the BBC, more than Wired, more than RT, which had climbed to 95th, up from 108th. They're not happy about that. They don't like the fact that you listen to our news. They don't like the fact that you read our news. They don't like the fact that you share information. We just had a congressional hearing last week. We had a Democrat congressman, Quigley, say to the Twitter executive, Quisling. That's not his name. I don't remember what his name is. Quisling is what he is. Quisling is a metaphor. If you don't know what it is, look it up. But saying to Quisling, there actually was a real Quisling person by that name, but this guy is also a real Quisling, the Twitter guy, said, look at this. I looked at this story, and InfoWars was the first thing that came up. We fixed that, Congressman. We adjusted that. We took that down. But it was up there for a while. We're working on our algorithm, Senator. Can't you do this sooner? Can we talk about this privately, Congressman? I just don't want to be embarrassed anymore about the fact that we censor reports. I mean, that's the way these people are. And the attacks keep coming. That was a congressman on Capitol Hill wringing his hands about the fact that InfoWars was trending on social media. Now you've got Washington Post wringing their hands about the fact that Matt Drudge links to us. And then calling Matt Drudge Russian propagandist because he links to us. I mean, this is the insanity that's happening here. But we take it as a compliment. Thank you, Washington Post. Thank Drudge. We'll take it as a compliment as well. Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting. You know, we're talking about all this red baiting and all the false narratives that we've had in the past. One of the stories that came out, I didn't have time to talk about yesterday, one of the stories that came out about Trump and his Asian trip was actually on Politico. Well, really kind of surprising. Why Vietnam loves Trump. It's like, wow. And they start out with a story in Domino's Pizza. This is a Domino's pizza store in central Hanoi, not even formerly South Vietnam, but in Hanoi. And the person, Van Nguyen Hai, 20, puts on a uniform in the colors of the American flag. Then she takes up her position behind the register in front of a wall decorated with a collection of images that represent milestones in the history of Domino's. They have the flag of Panama, which is where the chain's 8,000th store opened in 2006. They have a steaming brownie in honor of a dessert the chain introduced that same year. And the logo for The Apprentice, which held a Domino's-related challenge in 2005 featuring a tie-clad Donald J. Trump. And the person who's there at Domino's said, "It's my honor for him to come to Vietnam." Now, anybody who has, and she goes on to say, "Trump can change America, and if America changes, the world will change, and Vietnam will have change." See, that's the hope that people have. And of course, anybody that lived through the Vietnam era, as I did, heard about the domino theory all the time. Well, here's the real domino theory, folks. It wasn't about China. And that was the fear that was sold to everybody to start the Vietnam War. And maybe some people legitimately had that. Maybe they legitimately believed that Vietnam was a proxy tool of the communist Chinese. Robert McNamara claimed that he really believed that. In the documentary, The Fog of War, he talked about how the Gulf of Tonkin incident was false, and they misled people on that so they could start that war. But they believed that it was a domino theory, you know, just this nation's going to fall, the next one's going to fall, all these are going to fall. That was their domino theory. And then he recalled about in that documentary, and it was great because the guy that does these documentaries, he takes a teleprompter and he puts his face on there instead of having something that people would typically read when they're doing the news like this. We don't use teleprompters here, but typically they would have a script that a presenter reads. You know, if you're the BBC, you're going to tell Max Kaiser what to say. And you're going to have a little script there that says all the things you want to say, and it'll roll through. Well, in this particular case, what he does is he shows his face, and he gets these people, like Robert McNamara, over a period of time to be talking into that television set. And he's got skills as an interviewer, but they get a use to that, and they open up. And one of the things that he said was, yeah, we lied about that. And I went to a dinner, and this guy bangs his fist on the table and said, "You don't know anything about history. We fought for hundreds of years against the Chinese for our independence." That's the real domino theory, and we see it at Domino's Pizza in Hanoi, Vietnam. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we've got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink that's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it, Supermel Vitality. 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfilmal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6, $7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Just before we went to break, I was talking about Vietnam. Story from Politico. Why Vietnam loves Trump and America now. They were not our natural enemies. How did we get into that protracted war? You know, as I was talking about the documentary, The Fog of War, and how the guy who makes that uses what he calls an interrotron. He takes a teleprompter and he puts his face on it and he talks to people. He's a master in terms of interviewing people and getting them to admit to things. One of his documentaries was A Thin Blue Line. He was interviewing people on death row, and he found one of the individuals. And as he started talking to the guy, he believed the guy was innocent. And so he started investigating that, and he changed the focus of his documentary into that particular case. And he took a lot of hits because he acted out different scenarios or put out by different individuals in this particular murder. It was a case where a police officer was killed. They wanted to make sure that they found somebody guilty and punished them, and they grabbed him, and they were going to make him the person. We're going to solve this. We're not going to look anywhere else. We've got a guy that we can use, and basically they railroaded this guy. And the interesting thing about the documentary is that he actually got the murderer to confess as part of the movie. He actually got a confession. I mean, this is like something out of Perry Mason. You always look at these Perry Mason episodes, you go, that would never happen. It's a common plot device in murder mysteries to get a confession from the murderer, but that usually doesn't happen. Well, it happened in this particular case, and it happened with Robert McNamara. The mass murderer confessed. He confessed to the documentary producer, Fog of War. And one of the things he said is we're going to break. Years later, he said he went back and the Vietnamese guy slammed his fist on the table and he says, "You stupid Americans, you don't know anything about history. For 1,000 years, we've been trying to get our independence. For hundreds of years, we've been fighting these nations. They're very much like Poland. Poland has always been bullied by its powerful neighbors between Germany and Russia and so forth. Well, Vietnam had been colonized by the French. They had fought all their existence against being dominated by the Chinese. They were not a domino of the Chinese. You had some individuals who were using the rhetoric of communism, because that's a great way to get people to follow you. Start talking about equalizing things, and we got a stack of news here about the vanishing middle class, and certainly we can see it in the airports and the airplanes, the way people are being treated. But that's another story. We won't get into that right now. But they said, you don't know anything about history. You're putting forward this domino theory. And as I was saying, the real domino theory, the domino reality, is a small Domino's pizza store owner in Hanoi, North Vietnam. Hanoi, North Vietnam. And she just wants to live a successful life. She just wants to be independent financially. She just wants to see her standard of living increase. And she's willing to work hard. One of the things that they talk about in this article is how many of Trump's books are very popular. They've been translated into Vietnamese. The Art of the Deal, Never Give Up, and Crippled America, How to Make America Great Again. That says they've got a dedicated following in Vietnam of these books of Donald Trump. They said that people are looking for business insights from the, quote, great teacher, Donald Trump. And so they just want to look at this and understand how they can, in a voluntary marketplace, in a free marketplace, that's not controlled by a communist government, that's not controlled by a crony capitalist fascist government, how in a real free market they can succeed by offering people what people want. That's the basis of real capitalism, not the kind of corporate control that we have out of Washington. We don't have real capitalism here in America by and large. Yeah, you can still find some places where there is a market there. Mostly now it's just been reduced to service markets here in the United States. Because when it comes to selling anything, the big guys have come in so much with their crony capitalism. Like I was talking about the owners of Washington Post. Look at what Jeff Bezos is doing. Look at what Walmart is doing. They basically put out small mom and pop businesses, which are the essence of a real free market. And what we have in its place is crony capitalism. We got the Elon Musks, and we've got the Warren Buffetts and the Bill Gates and the Jeff Bezos, these people who own the earth, and it's not enough for them. They want to get rid of us as well. They don't want to share anything with anybody, but they certainly don't want any competition. That's the great evil for them. But when you look at this, and you look at the way that President Trump is received, and you look at the fact that this picture surfaced on the web, but not on any mainstream media. They don't want you to see how much the people in Vietnam loved President Trump. Politico admits that Vietnam is one of seven countries out of 37 that they surveyed where a majority of the population says that they like Trump. 58% of Vietnamese told Pew earlier this year they have confidence in Trump to do the right thing when it comes to international affairs. Why? Because they're not consuming a lot of the Washington Post and the New York Times and CNN. They're reading his books. They're reading his words, not the words that are put into his mouth by the Washington Post and the lying fake news. And so you have these people lining the streets, and one of these individuals has got a camera, and he's got a motorcycle helmet, and it's a stylized American flag on his motorcycle helmet, and he's holding a camera up, taking a picture of the motorcade, and the sign says, "Welcome the President," and in parentheses it says, "Angel of America, Donald Trump, to Da Nang, Vietnam." That's the real people on the ground level who have not been propagandized. Washington Post calls the Drudge Report Russian propaganda. The Washington Post calls InfoWars Russian propaganda. No, what they do is the same type of diversion tactic, the same kind of projection tactic that Hillary Clinton has used. Hillary Clinton is the one who is involved in collusion and corruption with the Russians. And she projects that onto other people while she's got people in the government high places covering for her, covering that up. People like Comey and Mueller. And then guess who gets to investigate Russian corruption? Comey and Mueller and Rosenstein. They get to investigate. They get to destroy the evidence. They get to put gag orders on witnesses so that nobody knows about this until after the election, if at all. We wouldn't have even known about this if Trump hadn't won. This guy that they put a non-disclosure agreement on and gagged. We wouldn't have known about that. We wouldn't have known about the corruption, the collusion, the perjury committed by these FBI directors. See, this is the way they operate. And they divert your attention to something else. They project their crimes onto other people. They accuse other people of what is characteristic of them, not even just an individual action that they do, but things that are actually characteristic of them. And so I think these little stories about Vietnam, about what the real domino theory is, about the people who line up to see President Trump, these are the stories that you will not see in the Washington Post. Instead, they will call Drudge and InfoWars Russian propaganda. Absolutely amazing. We've got a couple minutes in the segment. I don't want to get into the Roy Moore stuff because we've got a couple of video clips here and we won't have time to put that there. So let's take a look at some of the news that we have typically at the top of the hour. We've got Rand Paul saying there's absolutely no justification for hitting somebody behind and breaking their ribs. But, of course, we have seen mainstream media and many individuals come out and say that, well, you know, he got mowed down while he was mowing his lawn, but he's not staying within the covenants of the homeowners association there. He's done some landscaping crimes, so he deserved that. Well, his other neighbor said, no, nothing has changed on his lawn for 17 years. And as Rand Paul said, there is no justification for hitting somebody from behind, for breaking their ribs. Sucker punches, blindsiding somebody, ambushing somebody, these are all the tactics of the left, the tactics of the violent left, and they will do it metaphorically if they can't do it any other way. We have a, and I do have a clip I think we can fit in here. Let's listen to Joe Biden. He was asked last night about the hero who had an AR-15. Joe Biden doesn't want him to have a AR-15 either. Here's what Joe Biden had to say last night.
With the tragedy that just happened in Texas, my question is, how do you justify the Democratic view on gun control when the shooter was stopped by a man who was legally licensed to carry a gun?
Well, first of all, the kind of gun being carried, he shouldn't be carrying. Assault weapons are, I wrote the last serious gun control law that was written. It was law for 10 years, and it outlawed assault weapons and it outlawed weapons with magazines that had a whole lot of bullets. And so you can kill a whole lot of people a lot more quickly. Number one. Number two, it's just rational to say certain people shouldn't have guns. Now the fact that some people with
guns. Okay, let's hold it right there. Okay, so he's bragging about the fact that he wanted to outlaw assault weapons. Do you think that the killer would have been able to get an assault weapon, even if they weren't legal? You think he could have gotten one on the black market? I think so. Kind of like they can get any of the drugs that are illegal. They can get that on the black market pretty easily, too, can't they? You're going to take it out of the hands of the hero who needs all the bullets he can to stop a killer like that. And we broke that news here on InfoWars as well.
I'm very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. As we're going to break, we're playing the clip. And get that clip ready again. I want to play that again. People need to hear Joe Biden and what he said about gun control. This was a forum that was on NBC's Today. This was yesterday that it happened. And there was a woman in the audience who said, how do you justify the Democrat view on gun control when the shooter was stopped by a man who is legally licensed to carry a gun? And Biden comes back and says, well, first of all, the kind of gun being carried, he shouldn't be carrying. And he really means that. He doesn't think that the individual who we now know is a member of the dreaded MRA, that the NRA that they say has blood on its hands. He was an NRA instructor at one point in time. And of course, as the information was coming out on Monday, last Monday, a week ago yesterday, we had Mark Collins, who was a pastor at that church formerly. He is still a pastor, and he had gone back to minister to the people in that town where he had been for over a year. I think it was a year and a half he was a pastor in Sutherland Springs. And he graciously came on to talk to us in the midst of that. And I was reading the report from the Daily Beast saying that the shooter had an AR-15, but the hero had a shotgun. I said, well, that's interesting. He took him down even though he only had a shotgun. You know, he's only got like one or two shots, you know, because Joe Biden loves shotguns. He tells everybody, don't get an AR-15. Get a shotgun. And you've seen the videos that we put together of the women trying to shoot a shotgun and it knocking them flat on their back in many cases, or then, you know, giving them an AR-15, which has very little recoil, and they're able to shoot very accurately, which this individual did. This guy was able to hit this guy in the side, even though he was wearing body armor, because the body armor is just on the front and the back predominantly, and he was able to hit him in the side and stop him. And Mark Collins was there, and we put this information out first. Mark Collins says, no, 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 he wasn't carrying a shotgun, like the Daily Beast said. He had an AR-15 himself. And he was very conflicted, Mark Collins told us on Monday. This is before everybody saw the clip of the hero, Stephen Woolford. He was very conflicted because he said he didn't have the magazine loaded. He's having to put the bullets in the magazine, and he's hearing the gunshots go off. He didn't even take time to put on his shoes. And that story eventually came out as he was interviewed. But that was the key thing. And we broke it here first at InfoWars, thanks to Mark Collins. But Joe Biden doesn't like that. Joe Biden wants the honest people who would abide by the law. You know, Stephen Woolford, if they said it's illegal to have an AR-15, he wouldn't have one. Only the killers would have the AR-15s. We don't want a situation like that. And Joe Biden is always on the wrong side of this issue. When he says, sir, it's just not rational to say, or it is rational to say certain people shouldn't have guns. And I would say that some people shouldn't be in the military, even though the Army is saying we're going to relax the restrictions on insanity. And we are not going, the Air Force doesn't keep people like this killer in jail. They don't even put it on his record so that he can't buy firearms. But let's go back and play a little bit more of the Joe Biden lecturing us on what we need to do on gun control.
With guns, are legally able to acquire a gun, and they turn out to be crazy after the fact, that's life. There's nothing you can do about that. But we can save a lot of lives, and we've stopped tens of thousands of people from getting guns who shouldn't have guns.
Yeah, okay. You do that. And just like you're going to stop people who shouldn't be abusing drugs with your drug war that we've had now for 46 years. Works really good, doesn't it? You know, Joe Biden, I remember Joe Biden from the Clarence Thomas trials. Another he said, she said thing, like we're seeing with the Roy Moore trial. And his objections to Clarence Thomas, who is the best juror that we have in the Supreme Court right now, his problem was that Clarence Thomas had written stuff about natural law. You know, this whole idea that our rights come from God, not from government. Remember when Chuck Todd said Roy Moore believes that our rights come from God, not from government. That is absolutely intolerable to people like Joe Biden, to people like Mitch McConnell, the Democrats, the GOP establishment, and the mainstream media. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We've been talking about in the last hour the fact that Washington Post has outed the Drudge Report as Russian propaganda. Who knew? And, of course, the case that they used to prove it is InfoWars and RT. And Lionel contacted us by text and said, I've got to jump in on this. I've got to say something about this. He says, I am a legal and media analyst at RT. And I want to tell you what it's like to work there. So I'm going to hand the floor to Lionel. Tell us what it's like to work at a Russian propaganda outfit like RT, Lionel.
Well, let me just tell you something. Just as a private, independent person who, I mean, because I do a lot of work for a lot of people. Remember, I'm not a missionary. But I got to tell you something. Do you realize what it's like to be in this business where nobody's ever asked you, well, what are you going to say? And let me just explain this. If you go on CNN, it is the worst procedure. Getting a home loan is easier than this. You have some line producer who comes up and asks you questions about what are you going to say? What's your position on this? And oftentimes the person who is the producer, who's working for a per diem and maybe frustrated and not in the business, asks you questions to the point where they exhaust you, where you think like, I'm not even sure I want to go on anymore. And then they may or may not determine whether you should go on based upon what you're going to say. When you go on RT, here's what they ask you. Are you available at this time? Do you need a car? Maybe. And here's the best question. Would you give me a list of the questions or what you would like to cover so we don't waste your time? I mean, yeah. What? Yeah. You want to ask me? Yeah. What are you? Tell me how we can best use you. And here's the best part. We'll give you 5-6 minutes, sometimes more. That's unheard of because there's no interruptions. There's no commercials. Now, let me also tell you about the propagandists. And by the by, just look through this right now. RT Arabic, RT en Español, RT America, RT UK, RT Documentary, RT Deutsch. It's all over the world. All over the world, and RT America has had such Kremlin-baiting, Russophilic Kremlin apologists such as Dolly Parton, Dolly Parton, who's been on with Larry King, Ann Coulter, that subversive. I saw Ann Coulter in the green room and was like, what are you doing here? I mean, do you have, let me also just say, while we, David, just before, because this is the bottom line. If you're really worried about, let's just do a thought experiment. I'm the president, you're my information minister. And you're telling me, Mr. President, what? We're going to go after RT. Why? We're going to expose them for being propagandists. And what are you doing? You're giving them exposure. You're giving them publicity. What are you doing? Do you know this is now the most coveted third rail hip? Don't tell people you can't see this. This is propaganda.
Years. Banned by the Washington Post.
Yes. Don't. What are you? Listen. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy analyst, as the great Gore Vidal said. If I didn't know better, I think RT and these guys are all connected. I said, listen, you mentioned RT again. Are you? Yeah. Tell them not to listen to us and make sure you put the RT.com where you can do it. Because right now, more people, seriously, a couple years ago, people would say, RT, what is it? Is that, they thought it was an RFD, a rural road. They didn't know what it was. RT, is that a new blood level? Should I get my doctor to check me for RT? What is RT? Is it like COPD, a restless? What is RT? Is it a drug? Now, where can I get it? Where can I see it? It's the hottest ticket in town. Are they crazy? And I mean, seriously, are they crazy? And the best part, the best part is that when you list people on this foreign agent,
yeah.
Foreign agent, what? Dolly Parton's a foreign agent? Oh, my God.
Dollywood exposed.
Yeah. But you're going to sit there and you're going to let these other people, David, sitting in these shuttered newsrooms, these 20-somethings working on a per diem, can't even get car fare. They're saying, they're making what? They're what? That's the problem. Believe me when I'm telling you. People are going to say, you be the, can I, and watch, and I don't know this. There she is. Public enemy number one. That's right. Who knows? Maybe next Loretta Lynn might be a part of the conspiracy. A coal miner's daughter. I knew it. Coal mining. Workers. Got it. Marxist. But what's going to happen is the flood of resumes. Can we work there? This is exciting. Listen, David, very, very quickly. The First Amendment obviously says the government cannot stop you. But there's something, David, called the chilling effect. It's
right,
not,
right.
You know, there's prior restraint. There's all kinds of subsidiaries. So in this globalist world that these people always tell us, we're global. Bono, here we are the world. You know, we're holding hand like to teach the world to go. We're now showing people that when don't come into the United States. By the way, BBC, you don't think that's propagandist? Be careful here.
Yeah. Because that's what Max Kaiser said. He said that's the most controlling people he's ever worked for. And you know, Lionel, when Megyn Kelly was here and her producer was coming around, she came over into the office and she said, who tells you what to report and put your stories together? I said, nobody. Doesn't Alex look at what you're going to talk about in your reports? I said, no. She goes, really? She didn't know what to say because Megyn Kelly is completely controlled, was completely controlled at Fox, and she is where she is. They need to exercise a little bit more control over her. Perhaps she'd have a better show. But, you know, the problem is that that's how they operate. And so they believe that because they're totally controlled from the top down, that we are, that RT is, that Sputnik is. Lee Stranahan, who works there, says, hey, Sputnik is very left wing. You know, they're not even conservative.
But David, ready for this? This sounds stupid. It's called the truth. RT has done some of the most incredible documentaries. I mean, a lot of money on how part of, I think it was Missouri, how these places that used to be the site where they would purify uranium, you know, for nuclear bombs, ruined waters, cancer clusters, police brutality, black sites. Now, is that anti-American? And here's the thing. I defy you to find any story that RT has covered. And again, this is my just independent. I'm not speaking for anybody. I'm just speaking the truth. Find any story that they have covered that other people didn't cover.
Yeah.
So if it's propaganda here, it's propaganda if Time Magazine covers it or if some, Drudge covers it. Look, what we're doing right now is we have this started because, and this is the most important, this started very frankly because Hillary Clinton was responsible. She lost an election.
That's it. And created this whole Russian red herring and just keeps it going. Keeps it going.
David, that's exactly right. And I thank you, my friend. I just had to get that in.
Yeah, yeah. And they create the Russian red herring, and then it becomes a tool to hamstring the Trump administration and perhaps to overthrow the Trump administration, to create some kind of a process crime, to start this special prosecution so that they don't investigate a specific crime, but they have this broad, vague accusation of collusion somehow. So let's investigate everyone associated with Donald Trump. That's where these things always lead, and that's what's so dangerous about this. It's basically a witch hunt. That's why they didn't renew the special prosecutor law when it expired in 1999. So now we have no law. We have no process for how these people are appointed. We have no accountability to them, and we don't have any way to remove them unless Donald Trump has enough, gets fed up enough with this that he fires these people, which is what I think he needs to do.
Precisely. And also, this is HUAC again. And where is the left? Where are the people who talked, when it was Donald Trump, and when it was McCarthy? What do you think this is? Registering as a foreign agent, Dolly Parton, Larry King. I mean, are you, Ann Coulter?
I know. This is crazy. We're out of time. Thank you so much, Lionel, for jumping in and giving your experience there working at RT. And of course, you can also find Lionel. He's independent. He does some work for them, but you can find him. Lionel Nation is where you can find him on YouTube, and you can also find him on Twitter. Always a welcome guest. Thank you so much for joining us so quickly, Lionel. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking to John Rappaport, and we're going to tell you the truth about vaccines.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. It's Tuesday, November 14th, 2017. In this segment, we're going to be joined by John Rappaport, no stranger to those of you who listen to InfoWars. Of course, he's one of our hosts on the fourth hour. But I wanted to get him on to talk about a variety of issues, vaccines being one of them. He's also done a recent article about YouTube cartoons that are being used to program toddlers. This is something that has been done by Hollywood for a very long time, but this is a little bit of a different spin on it, combining the internet and the search terms that are in the internet in a unique way. We're going to go to John in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I'll remind you of some of the sales that we still have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've been talking over the last hour of the show. We just had Lionel on talking about what it was like to occasionally be a guest on RT. So you know, he's got his own independent media, but he is there as a media and legal analyst. And he says, they don't control me. Same thing we've heard from Max Kaiser, but now they are full on to come after RT Sputnik as Russian agents. But this Washington Post story, and I'm sure that John will want to comment on this as well, this Washington Post story that talks about Drudge linking to Russian propaganda. And you see the examples that they have there. They focus on InfoWars more than they focus on RT or Sputnik. And what they're doing is saying that we are Russian propaganda here at InfoWars. And because Drudge links to us, because again, they focus more on InfoWars, if you look at this story, than anybody else, because Drudge links to us, he's linking to Russian propaganda. Well, that's not true. And you know it's not true. And the way that we stay independent is by the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. These are products that help your health, and they keep information free. And we really do appreciate your support. So here's some of the sales that we still have from our 34-hour broadcast last week. Some of the products that we still have at 50% off plus free shipping. We still have our popular probiotic Biome Defense 50. That is 50% off plus free shipping. We also have Z-Shield, 50% off plus free shipping. We have Caveman True Paleo Formula, 50% off plus free shipping. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off with free shipping. And that's a great way to take a baseline of essential vitamins and minerals without having to swallow a lot of pills. It's a great tasting drink mix, and you can drink your vitamins and minerals rather than taking a lot of pills. All those are 50% off plus free shipping, and you can find some more items at InfoWarsStore.com. We've had to take off Super Male and Super Female Vitality and the apparel off of that list, but we still have many of the other items that were 50% off plus free shipping, and we really do thank you for your support. All right, let's go to John Rappaport right now, and of course, John Rappaport's site is No More Fake News. You can find him on Twitter, at John Rappaport. Before we get into the vaccines even or the article that you've got here, John, your comment on what the Washington Post is doing by calling the Drudge Report Russian propaganda by featuring InfoWars as Exhibit A of Russian propaganda. I guess because of Mark Dice asking people who are Obama supporters, he puts on an Obama t-shirt, and we got the video there. They call that out specifically. They said, look, they're saying that Obama supporters support Karl Marx, and that was what they were saying because, you know, hey, if it's baptized with an Obama t-shirt, then certainly we support Karl Marx. That's what they said.
I don't know what to say. You know, it's the most ridiculous thing that I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
He, you know, Drudge is saying Yes, I'm sending a Washington Post website 37% of their traffic, by the way, he's saying.
Yeah.
So maybe the Washington Post is, you know, a Russian agent. I mean, the whole thing.
Maybe he should do is just not link to any more Washington Post stories. I got a firewall up anyway, so maybe he just ought to just cut them off at the knees and say, forget about it. But he will follow any story. You know, that's the thing about Matt Drudge. He will link even to the Washington Post if they have an interesting story or they have an interesting perspective, even if the perspective isn't true. That's why Drudge is Drudge. That's why he is the most visited news site, because he doesn't exclude even sites that are questionable in terms of their veracity, like the Washington Post.
Yeah, I mean, they have a serious case of butt burn because he has far outdistanced them by his formula of presenting news in terms of how, traffic, you know. Mm-hmm. So they're sitting there thinking, well, you know, we're taking a back seat to this guy. So I've been on RT. I was on Sputnik, I think, once. Nobody told me what to say. No, you know, my parents are from Russia, so I guess that automatically qualifies me. They were immigrants. They came over here.
And you host the show on Fourth Hour frequently. Does Alex call up or Rob or anybody here? They call up and tell you, give you talking points or tell you what to say or send you something that you can read off a teleprompter, John? sometimes you wish they would, you know, when you got to do the program all by yourself.
Yeah,
but they don't do that, do they?
No. So, you know, and I talk about anything I want to.
Yeah.
I think the Washington Post is an outlet for the CIA, basically. I mean, Bezos, who now owns the Washington Post, everybody knows this, has a $600 million cloud computing contract with the CIA.
And so, how's that for leverage? He only paid $250 million for the Washington Post. That gives him tremendous leverage in Washington. And then he gets this $600 million contract from the CIA. Boy, that's great. He just about tripled his money there. Everything this guy touches turns to gold. Isn't that amazing?
I remember reading an article by Norman Solomon, who said, well, so now the Washington Post should include a disclaimer in front of every article that they publish that either has a CIA source, is about the CIA, refers to the CIA, saying, look, don't believe what you're about to read necessarily, because we have a deal going with the CIA. We supply it with hundreds of millions of dollars of services through Amazon. So, you know,
maybe what they should do is change their tagline that says democracy dies in darkness. Maybe they should say democracy dies with the dark state, and we're the spokespersons for that dark state.
And here we are, right? Here we are, the dark state, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, come on. So this whole thing is completely insane. Now it's like, well, did you ever have a conversation on the phone with a Russian?
Yeah.
And if you did, okay, so now, you know, you could be brought up on a charge of treason because you're just talking to somebody from Russia. So if Trump says, I think it's a good idea if we get along with the Russians. Oh, well, there we go. Impeach him. That's it. Forget about it, you know.
That's right. Yeah, I contacted Alexander Dugin because I wanted him to talk about the 100th anniversary of the Russian Revolution. I know that he's part of the group that is pushing back against, you know, he is part of the Eastern Orthodox Church, and that has been the real cultural revolution that has occurred in Russia that's not being covered by the media. As a matter of fact, I was watching something with my wife. We were in a public place, and they unfortunately had CNN on. I'm reading the subtitles there, and they're talking about the Soviet Union, not the former Soviet Union, but they're still putting out this idea that it's still the Soviet Union. Yes, they still have Lenin and Red Square, but there's a lot of people, as a matter of fact, 70% of the people there want him gone and buried, and they want to bury the legacy of communism there as well. But that's a story that's not being told. When we come back, we're going to talk to John Rapoport about vaccines, of course. That's something that he is always current on. It's something that is back in the news now. And also about an article he has, YouTube cartoon videos programming toddlers for trauma and destruction. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we've got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink. It's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it. Supermel Vitality, 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6, $7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months because the ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high-quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to John Rappaport. I'm looking at a headline here on my desk. Hopefully we'll get to it later. Professors say it's not okay to be white. We just had that joke that was put out there by 4chan on Halloween. They said, you know, on a day where you can wear masks and you go around and put up signs, just put up a sign that says it's okay to be white. And then watch the left freak out about this. And it'll be a huge win for us because we'll show how crazy they are and how racist they are. And here they're saying it in New York Times op-eds now. A week later, it worked, 4chan. You got them. You punked them. And they're exposing themselves as being radical, lunatic, racist. Yeah, it's not okay to be white. It's evil to be white. These are the people who are controlling the media in most cases. If you don't have InfoWars, that's what we're just talking about. The fact that the Washington Post is now pushing back against against Matt Drudge, saying that he links to Russian propaganda using InfoWars as the primary example of Russian propaganda. And a Mark Dice video where he's interviewing people in California and asking, hey, Karl Marx is an economic advisor to Obama. He's got an Obama shirt on. And of course, Karl Marx is an economic advisor to Barack Obama and especially to Bernie Sanders. He is their economic advisor. Would you vote for Karl Marx for president? Yeah, sure. I would do that. I would continue that. So I want to go back to John. And John, you've got an article up, YouTube cartoon videos are programming toddlers for trauma and destruction. Tell us about that.
I came across this a day or two ago. This is unbelievable to me. We're talking about billions of views, first of all. These are cartoon packages that last maybe 30 minutes or even an hour. So while mama is cleaning the house or whatever she's doing and she's got a toddler, she can sit him down in front of this long form series of animated cartoons that look like they're just kiddie cartoons. And the little toddler, mesmerized, will sit there.
Mm-hmm.
But people have taken over these packaging efforts, formed their own companies, and inserted horrific images into the cartoons along with cheery little popular ditties and tunes that make it sound as if this is all very nice. You know, people's little cartoon characters' heads exploding as if they're being shot off. Strange-looking characters with their lips smeared with red all over.
So this is stuff that's not in the original cartoon.
Yeah.
Inserted. So this is beyond Tipper Gore and her efforts.
I mean, this is way beyond anybody's understanding. Wow. And so I came across a couple of exposés about this. I mean, this is an alert as far as I'm concerned. If you are aware of any of these packages, I mean, here we have YouTube, right, censoring political content left and right. Oh, you can't say this, you can't say that. We favor this, we don't like that, so we're going to get fact checkers. And meanwhile, they're permitting monetized sites to get billions, literally, of views of these cartoons. And you'll see in the story on my site, you can look at a couple of the examples, but they're kind of tame.
So they're taking content that actually was created by somebody else. They're aggregating different content that was created by other people. And then they're inserting in really brutal stuff as almost like brutal flashes, like we remember from The Exorcist, where they would put subliminal messages in and flash up a death mask or something to scare people subliminally. So it's stuff like that that they're sticking in, even though that they have collected stuff that other people have created and then put this stuff in there and monetizing it.
And the stuff that they're inserting is right out front. I mean, you don't have to blink.
It's not subliminal.
Yeah. It's right there. And then it just goes on to something else. Ha ha ha, playing in the park. And then all of a sudden, you know, somebody's leg falls off and then, you know, blood, whatever. And then back to the cheery stuff again. I mean, this is heinous on purpose to traumatize. We're talking about toddlers, you know, a year old, less, sitting in front of a screen, absorbing all of this on a continuous basis, day after day.
Yeah, I remember when, first of all, the fact that they would be able to collect the content of other people and to monetize it. I remember on the 100th anniversary when I did a video about the founding of the Federal Reserve, and I compared it to the Scroogey banker from It's a Wonderful Life, right? The guy who artificially created a bank run so that he could take down his banking competitor and get a monopoly on the real estate business in this area and so forth. And so I was drawing parallels to that. And it was something that would be covered under fair use and had commentary on it. And I got the clips that I used from It's a Wonderful Life from the entire movie that had been up for years and had like 800,000 views on it. And YouTube would censor that every time it got to 12,000 views. And so we pointed that out. We put it up on one site. They took it down, put it up on another InfoWars site. They took it down. So we pointed it out to people. Other people started putting it up. Every time we get to like 12,000 views, they would censor it because they didn't want you to find out about the Federal Reserve. But they would allow the people who had the entire movie up without any commentary, you know, just put the entire movie up. They let that stay up there and get about 800,000 views at that point in time. And it went on to get over a million.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So any pretense that these people at YouTube and Google are doing something factual, forget about it. Just, you know, that's out the window.
Wow.
And in this case, we're talking about really horrendous stuff with little kids.
Yeah, that's amazing. Let's talk a little bit about vaccines, because we've had a recent article come out, again, wringing their hands and saying, you know, the MMR vaccine, now we're having an increase in the number of mumps outbreaks amongst vaccinated individuals. I've already talked about this with measles. And I had the producer of Vaxxed, the documentary, on, and he was talking about how they've seen a 400% surge at the vaccine court, where you don't really, it's not a real court. You don't have, most people don't know that it even exists. You don't have a real legal process there. But even the government minders who are covering up for the vaccine industry, they've increased damage and injuries compensation by 400% over the last year for vaccines in general, 1,000% for flu vaccines. People don't understand what's going on with this, but they still keep pushing MMR. And as he was talking about it, he says, what we don't have is any data from HHS, which administers this vaccine court. We don't have any data about this in terms of risk. So what we think we're doing here, but they won't give us the data, is that we are taking the very, very, very small risk that somebody's going to die from mumps or measles, which is basically unknown when you and I were growing up. And for that tiny infinitesimal risk, we are exposing people to an unknown risk, although we're seeing explosion in autism. We're exposing them to lifelong debilitating illness, aren't we?
Yeah. If you, you know, to call this an overreaction would be a vast understatement. In the case of the flu vaccine, we recently had a study out of Scripps and the University of Pennsylvania that talks about, quote, the low effectiveness of the flu vaccine. They're right out front about it. And they claim that they've figured out the mechanism for that, because when they make the vaccine in chicken eggs, the virus that they put into the chicken eggs, which is supposed to create immunity, mutates. And so what people end up getting in the vaccine is something far different from what's intended in the first place. And even if you believe in mainstream vaccine theory, it's ridiculous to assume that you're going to get any protection against the flu. Mm-hmm. And in the same article, I pointed out that in 2013, there was an even greater revelation published in the British Medical Journal.
Hang on, we've got to go to a break. Stay with us, John. We're going to be right back after the break. We're talking to John Rappaport. Again, you can find him at nomorefakenews.com. And you can also find him on Twitter at John Rappaport. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body
Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality T-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to John Rappaport, who's just getting to vaccines and telling us why they have not been working, why they have been ineffective, and he had a point he wanted to make, so we're going to get right back to John. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we still have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've had to take off some of our more popular items to make sure that we can fulfill the orders for auto-ship things like Super Male, Super Female Vitality. We had those heavily discounted along with apparel. We've had to take those off of the sale, but we still have several things that are 50% off and free shipping that are specials left over from the 34-hour broadcast that we had. Things like our probiotic formula, Biome Defense 50, that is 50% off plus free shipping. We've also added one product. Z-Shield is 50% off plus free shipping, and we've added Caveman True Paleo Formula, 50% off with free shipping. Some of the other specials that we still have, 50% off plus free shipping from the 34-hour sale that we had the middle of last week to commemorate the election of Donald Trump and the defeat of Hillary Clinton, most importantly. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off with free shipping. Also, Super Blue Fluoride Free Mouthwash, 50% off with free shipping. And again, One of the things that the mouthwash has, just like the toothpaste, it has not colloidal silver, but nano silver. That's what you want in that kind of a topical application. It has nano silver, and it has iodine, and does not have fluoride. That is now 50% off with free shipping. DNA Force, 25% off with free shipping, and we have Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 50% off with free shipping. All right, let's go back to John Rappaport with NoMoreFakeNews.com. Again, you can find him on Twitter at John Rappaport. John, you were making a point about vaccines and about mutation. We're talking about how they're finding and actually doing articles now about how they're not effective. You know, we've got these people, many of them have had multiple vaccinations, and they're finding that it doesn't give them immunity. Like you and I got immunity when we had the mumps and we had measles, and virtually everybody survived. It was a very, very rare incident for somebody to die from mumps or measles. It happened. But people in America anymore don't accept the idea of risk. And so they buy into this idea that if the CDC puts a stamp of approval on a vaccine, even though the CDC is selling the vaccines and making money off it, if they put the seal of approval on it, then it's 100% safe. So they've got this binary view of the world. Everything is either totally safe or totally dangerous. It's either one or a zero. They don't understand the risks. And so they are throwing out the risk, the minuscule risk of getting some very serious effects from mumps or measles. And instead, we see that there may be a risk, although the government is not curating the data. They're not even doing the test to show. But we can see by this rapid expansion of autism and other diseases that it looks like we have given up a very small risk of death for a very high risk of things like autism that are going to affect you your entire life, doesn't it?
Before the break, I was describing, and this is in the open source literature, British Medical Journal, 2013, every year in the U.S., hundreds of thousands of blood samples from so-called flu patients are sent to laboratories for analysis. Overwhelmingly, they come back with no sign of any flu whatsoever. In other words, the person has been called a flu patient or diagnosed with the flu, or the doctor said, you probably have the flu. But in 84% of the blood samples that are actually tested, there is no evidence of any flu whatsoever. Therefore,
and they're testing these because they're trying to figure out what strain of flu it is? Is that why they're trying to test these things?
That what strain it might be, just to see whether or not it's actually the flu. But they're not telling people they're doing this. I mean, they're not broadcasting this. This is revealed in a medical journal, not by the CDC. This was no confession on their part, believe me. Because even if you believe in straight ahead vaccine theory, it's all wonderful and so forth, there's no way that you're going to be protected by the flu vaccine 84% of the time, because 84% of the people who have their blood tested, and these are hundreds of thousands of samples every year, come back with no sign of the flu whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just sheer fraud on a gigantic basis. That is not being, again, covered by major media, you know.
And just common sense would tell you that they don't know which strain of flu is going to be out there. So
there's an infinite number of strains of flu.
How do they know which one to vaccinate
this
for?
This is even worse because they don't even know, in fact, they do know now, that most of the time it's not even flu that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is causing the symptoms that are being diagnosed as a flu, it's not the flu virus. It's something else. It could be something in the environment. It could be something in internal digestion. Who knows what it is, but whatever it is, it's not the flu.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. And you were saying in terms of, was it the mumps that you were talking about? Because we were right at the end of the break. Was it the mumps you were talking about or flu, where you were saying that they would inject it into the eggs? Yeah. And then it would mutate there. So even if they start out with one strain, once they put it into the egg, they don't know what they wind up with at the end of this process.
Exactly. So you would be getting a vaccine with a different virus from the one that they intended to have in there.
And then, of course, if you go with just a straight flu, straight vaccination theory, they then add these other adjuvants, things to irritate your immune system so that it fires it up. That's one of the things that they do with young kids, because they were finding that their vaccines were not creating immunity. So they said, hey, let's put in some toxins here to get their immune system cranked up. And those toxins have their own special effects, don't they? Lasting effects.
For example, aluminum is one of those.
Yeah.
Well, that's a horrendous toxin. It can get in, go through the what's called the blood-brain barrier into the brain. It's a neurotoxin. It's a body toxin. And they're just saying, well, it's not a problem because we say it's not a problem, and we're injecting it into your child.
Mm. Wow.
Oh.
And that's the key thing, is that they want to take away the informed part of informed consent by not doing any of the tests, not looking at what the risks are, and not giving you an accurate picture and saying, well, you know, if you don't do anything, here's the risk if you catch that disease of death or other things. If you do something, here's the risk from what we're giving you with the vaccine. They don't give you that information because they don't care about your consent. So they're not going to inform you. They don't want you to be informed, because if you don't consent, you won't do what they tell you to do, which is, you know, you're going to do what we tell you to do or else. That's the whole attitude behind this. That's the thing that should raise people's concerns. That should be the red flag to tell you that something is seriously wrong here, the fact that they don't care about your consent.
Exactly. There is no consent. This is what they're pushing for. You show up and you get your vaccine. That's it. That's what they're aiming for. That's what they're trying to pass laws to enforce. And the whole theory and law, the basis in law of informed consent, goes completely out the window. They don't want any facts, genuine facts and figures. They don't want to take two groups of children, for example, of significant size and say, okay, we're going to put this group on the CDC vaccine schedule, mm-hmm. and this group mm-hmm. receives no vaccines. That's and we're right. going to track them for 10 years, and we're going to tell you what we find. Seriously, rationally, independently, they refuse to do that. Yes. I've talked to many, many parents over the years who have brought up children without any vaccination whatsoever, simply on the basis of love, freedom, good nutrition, and intelligence. And those kids are fantastically healthy, never got a vaccine in their lives.
Oh, that's right. And we have other populations that have done that. We've mentioned before, you've got people who are Amish, people who are homeschoolers. Basically, they get out of the system. They don't have the loaded gun put to their head, essentially, that schools do, saying, you will get this. And again, the whole idea of herd immunity, I call it herd mentality so often, that because that's really what it is. It's a herd mentality. If your vaccination worked, you wouldn't need to worry about whether or not I have a vaccine or not. But the thing that we keep coming back to here is the informed consent, John, because these are the people who want to have a single-payer health care system. So that means that the government, which is saying, we don't care about your consent on this issue, we're not going to let you make the choice, for example, on medical marijuana. We're going to tell you what you can and cannot take, and we're going to mandate these other things for you. They're going to be the ones that are going to be the sole providers of your health care. That's the thing that really scares me the most about all this.
He who provides sets the rules. Mm-hmm. We, the government, of course, with taxpayer money, control the entire health care system. Now we tell you exactly what you have to do to get this free service.
That's right. Yeah, the golden rule. He with the gold rules. Thank you so much for joining us, John Rappaport. And again, you can find him on Twitter at John Rappaport. Also his website, No More Fake News. And he is a frequent host on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got a news break at the top of the hour. Next hour, we're going to be talking to Matt Bracken about what's going on in the Middle East. If you're not paying attention, you should pay attention. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day.
InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to take a look at the charges against Roy Moore, and we're going to play for you the clips back and forth of what the new accuser with Gloria Allred said, as well as what Roy Moore and his wife said. But in this segment, I want to talk about the, I guess I could call them the gaslighting left, the people who want to tell you what language you can use, what you can think, what is allowed and what is not allowed. They are going to make you say that 2 plus 2 equals 5. Again, that's the Orwellian society that they are setting up. If they can get you to deny obvious facts, if they can get you to deny reality, they own you. That's why when we look at these situations, they can be absurd, they can be silly and funny, but you have to understand that at the bottom of it, this is an Orwellian tactic that is very, very serious. Here's an example. A teacher in England is facing discipline after using the wrong pronoun for a transgender student. A school in England suspended a teacher after he accidentally referred to a transgender boy student as a girl. Math teacher Joshua Sutcliffe, see, when they mean a transgender boy student, what they mean is a girl who says she is a boy, okay? So this math teacher, his name is Joshua Sutcliffe, 27 years old, said, "Well done, girls," to two students at Oxfordshire Secondary School. He apologized to the transgender student. However, he now faces a disciplinary hearing this week, and officials could charge him with misconduct because he misgendered the person. While the suggestion that gender is fluid conflicts sharply with my Christian beliefs, I have never looked to impose my convictions on others, says Sutcliffe, who is also a Christian pastor. No, you play by their games. You will not call reality what it is. And so you want to play by their silly games? You want to say that 2 plus 2 is 5? You want to let them control the language? They control you. So you played their game. In your effort to be so accommodating and so accepting of everybody, you have denied the truth, Pastor, and now you suffer the consequences. I don't feel sorry for him at all, quite frankly. He's getting what he deserves. And it's Christian pastors like this who refuse to tell people what the truth is, which is why Christianity has become nonsense in England. Nobody even pays any attention to it anymore in England for the most part. Here's another example from Breitbart. 77% of Democrats with a four-year college degree think that sex is not determined at birth. And there you can see that picture, a smiling woman, or maybe a man, or maybe Corporal Klinger. I don't know who this is. I don't want to misgender this individual here, says not all women have vaginas and not all people with vaginas are women. It's like, no, that's not true. That's not true. And they say 3 out of 4 college educated Democrats now believe that a man can be a woman if he says so. If he says so. And now we got people that are identifying as a different nationality or different ethnic group or whatever. I mean, you know, you don't talk about transnationalism. I mean, this is beyond globalism, folks. This is the mental illness that is a very odd mixture, really, of 1984 and Brave New World. And as I said before, if you're willing to not oppose them, they're perfectly willing to keep you in a corner and let you be distracted with sex, with pornography, become self-absorbed, take drugs, just like in Brave New World. If you oppose them, however, if you come back and say, hey, it's okay to be white. Oh, I noticed that you're a male or female because of your genitalia or whatever, right? No. That is not going to be allowed. That nail that is sticking up and telling the truth will be hammered down. Stay with us when we come back. We'll take a look at the accusations against Judge Roy Moore. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink. It's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it. Supermel Vitality, 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6, $7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today.
InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, November 14th, 2017. There was a press conference yesterday conducted by Gloria Allred. She had a tearful confession from a young woman who said that she was sexually assaulted by Roy Moore when she was very young. I want to play that clip for you. I want to get the reaction from Roy Moore and his wife, and then I want to tell you what the developments have been following that. First of all, let's play the clip, video clip number 2.
Later to let me know that he was coming to Los Angeles. Giving, he again called me after he had just landed in Los Angeles. I stood up, and he came to me and started kissing me open-mouthed as he was pulling me towards him. He then grabbed my shoulder and began kissing me again very aggressively and placed his hand on my breast. I pulled back and walked to another part of the room. He then walked up, grabbed my hand, and walked me into the bedroom. I walked out. He then turned me around and said, "Let's lay down and watch some telly-telly." He put me in an embrace, and I tried to push him away. I pushed his chest to put space between us, and I said, "Come on, man, get real." He repeated my words back to me, "Get real," as he began thrusting his genitals.
Wait, was that the right clip? Because that lady was blonde, and I thought it was an older lady that was brunette. Oh, that's right, that was Gloria Allred, and that was 3 weeks before the election of President Trump that she pulled exactly the same trick. This woman's name was Summer Zervas. Summer Zervas was somebody who had worked with Donald Trump on The Apprentice. Remember we had the Bush tape that came out from the Bush family, talking about, Donald Trump with a locker room talk? Remember all the Republicans saying, that's it. He's got to pull out. You know, he's got to stop. This is done. He's over with. He can't be our nominee. And then Gloria Allred, who, like clockwork, you know, these people have the same MO, don't they? They're kind of like, the people like, that we've been hearing so much about, like Harvey Weinstein, like Kevin Spacey, like Louis C.K. They do have a characteristic behavior that people have noticed over the years, don't they? And Gloria Allred does as well. She is a celebrity lawyer who thrives on these type of cases. She and her daughter, they have these press conferences. She did not defend Harvey Weinstein, but her daughter did. And her daughter was also the one who was defending Kathy Griffin. And Kathy Griffin had some choice words to say about it. We don't really have time to get into that because we've got a short segment here. But you have to understand that when we see the Washington Post that is telling us that Matt Drudge is Russian propaganda and uses InfoWars as the key one to accuse Matt Drudge, linking us with RT and Sputnik and all three of us, and look, he links to these people, so therefore he's pushing Russian propaganda. And then the same week, we have the Washington Post tell us that Judge Roy Moore, who the people of Alabama have known for 40 years, is now a secret child molester, and he kept that secret for all of those years. And this is the testimony that we got yesterday from Gloria Allred. And just like clockwork, you know, she's like the cuckoo that comes out of the clock 3 weeks before the election, and she always comes up with these stories. So here she is yesterday with a new accuser for Judge Roy Moore.
Since Mr. Moore reached over and began groping me and putting his hands on my breast, I tried to open my car door to leave. But he reached over and he locked it so I could not get out. I tried fighting him off while yelling at him to stop. But instead of stopping, he began squeezing my neck, attempting to force my head onto his crotch. I continued to struggle. I was determined that I was not going to allow him to force me to have sex with him.
Okay, this is a very different type of attack that's been described by this woman. And I want to give you the response from Judge Roy Moore and his wife. Here's that clip.
Okay, thank you all for being here tonight. I thank all the people in Gallant that have come at this late hour and for being here. I want to address what's been brought out on television today by Gloria Allred and a client that she has about things I allegedly did. I want to make it perfectly clear. The people of Alabama know me. They know my character. They know what I've stood for in the political world for over 40 years. And I can tell you without hesitation, this is absolutely false. I never did what she said I did. I don't even know the woman. I don't know anything about her. I don't even know where the restaurant is or was. And if you look at this situation, you'll see that because I'm 11 points ahead, or 10 or 11 points ahead, this race being just 28 days off, that this is a political maneuver and has nothing to do with reality. It's all about politics. And I'd like to let my wife make a few statements.
I've been married to this man for 32 years. We've been together for 33 altogether. He has never one time lifted a finger to me. He is the most gentle, most kind man that I have ever known in my life. He's godly. He's loving, and everybody in this community knows it. These are our church members. These are our family. These are our friends. These are people that know him just like I do. These things are false, and it's ugly. It's the ugliest politics that I've ever been in my life.
Well, you've never been up against Gloria Allred before. We played, started out playing Summer Zervos. And again, she was making these accusations just a couple of weeks before the election. This was somebody who had worked on The Apprentice 6 months earlier. I think she had a business or something. She had sent an email to the Trump campaign and said, let's reconnect. That was not responded to, or it was ignored or whatever. So she's a woman scorned, and she makes this accusation with Gloria Allred right before the election. And then the Trump campaign showed that email. where she was saying, let's reconnect. This is a woman who had claimed that she was sexually assaulted violently by Donald Trump, but she's saying, hey, let's reconnect 6 months earlier. And that wasn't enough. People discounted that, discounted Gloria Allred, who has a pattern of doing this. And then 2 days before the inauguration of President Trump, Gloria Allred and Summer Zervos file a defamation lawsuit against President Trump, saying, you have destroyed her reputation by exposing the lies that she told about President Trump. So, yes, the welcome to Washington politics to the Moore family. When we look at this, the thing that I find absolutely amazing is that we have seen, and I mentioned this about the Washington Post story when it broke last Thursday. I talked about it on Friday. I said what they present here are two different Roy Moores in the same story. We now have four different Roy Moores. And understand, in that Washington Post story, you had a Roy Moore who had conducted sexual misconduct with a minor. But he was kind of shy about it. He tries to manipulate this, but he backs off. Then you've got three other women saying, oh, he openly dated us. He asked permission of the parents. The parents encouraged it and so forth. And that's a very different Roy Moore. Now we've got a third Roy Moore from Gloria Allred, and that is a Bill Clinton type of Roy Moore. When you look at people who are sexual predators, when you look at people like Bill Clinton, when you look at people like Ted Kennedy, they have an MO, a method of operation, just as Gloria Allred does. There is a pattern of behavior. There was a pattern of behavior with Louis C.K. Have we seen this pattern of behavior even amongst the accusers? No. We have four different Roy Moores, the one that was known by everybody in the community for 40 years, and we have the Roy Moore that is being described by Gloria Allred in the Washington Post. And so we have four different Roy Moores, and we have two different standards. We have one standard for people like Jerry Seinfeld, who was celebrated for dating a 17-year-old high school student when he was much, much older and a movie star. We have another standard for Macron's wife, who is 25 years old. But you have to understand that the most egregious thing about this is that while they try Judge Roy Moore in the court of public opinion, they do not want the voters to make that decision. So you have Mitch McConnell and the establishment Republicans saying, we will overrule the decision of the voters. If they choose him because they're worried that these charges are not believable, they will shut it down. I'm David Knight. Stay with us. Be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste.
Emmerich's Essentials mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute 1 part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The false charges made about my previous testimony. My answers have not changed. I've always told the truth, and I have answered every question as I understood them to the best of my recollection, as I will continue to do today. I would like to address recent news reports regarding meetings during the campaign attended by George Papadopoulos and Carter Page, among others. Frankly, I had no recollection of this meeting until I saw these news reports. I do now recall that the March 2016 meeting at the Trump Hotel that Mr. Papadopoulos attended, but I have no clear recollection of the details of what he said at that meeting. After reading his account, and to the best of my recollection, I believe that I wanted to make clear to him that he was not authorized to represent the campaign with the Russian government or any other foreign government for that matter. But I did not recall this event, which occurred 18 months before my testimony of a few weeks ago. And I would gladly have reported it had I remembered it, because I pushed back against his suggestion that I thought may have been improper. As for Mr. Page, while I do not challenge his recollection, I have no memory of his presence at a dinner at the Capitol Hill Club or any passing conversation he may have had with me as he left the dinner. All you have been in campaigns, let me just suggest, but most of you have not participated in a presidential campaign, and none of you had a part in the Trump campaign. And it was a brilliant campaign, I think, in many ways, but it was a form of chaos every day from day one. We traveled sometimes to several places in one day. Sleep was in short supply, and I was still a full-time senator with a very full schedule. During this year, I've spent close to 20 hours testifying before Congress, before today. I have been asked to remember details from a year ago, such as who I saw on what day, in what meeting, and who said what to when. In all of my testimony, I can only do my best to answer your questions as I understand them and to the best of my memory. But I will not accept and reject accusations that I have ever lied. That is a lie. Let me be clear. I have at all times conducted myself honorably and in a manner consistent with the high standards and responsibilities of the Office of Attorney General, which I revere. I spent 15 years in that department. I love that department. I honor that department and will do my dead level best to be worthy of your Attorney General. So As I said before, my story has never changed. I've always told the truth, and I've answered every question to the best of my recollection, and I will continue to do so today. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'm honored to take your questions.
Okay, and that was the comments by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, talking about how he has spent 20 hours before the congressional committees, talking about whether or not he met some small minor player like George Papadopoulos, a guy who had inflated his resume, not only with the Trump, to the Trump campaign, but he inflated his resume with the Trump campaign. And, it appears that he had, that he was able to sucker in Bob Mueller, as well as another guy who himself was a con man from all reports of, foreign ambassadors in the UK, who said, hey, I know Vladimir Putin. Donald Trump. Let's get the two of them together. And neither one of them really had the resume that they were putting out there. Neither one of them had the kind of access that they were talking about. They were spoofing each other. I think the investigation by Mueller has also been spoofed. But this is what we're seeing now. This is this witch hunt. And as I was saying before we went to the break, what we're seeing now with Roy Moore, I believe, is more of that Washington environment. People like Gloria Allred coming out a few weeks before the election with someone, and we have seen this over and over again. You have to understand the political context for this, folks. Roy Moore is a proxy in the civil war that is going on in the GOP. Remember when they spent millions and millions of dollars for the hand-picked replacement for him, the guy Luther Strange, who was a lobbyist? And remember when he won in spite of that, and then we immediately had senators saying, well, that's it. I'm not going to run again. They're going to take their campaign war chest and run with it, run for the exits. And that's what they did. On the other side, we were all very encouraged by this. We said, look, these guys are surrendering. They're running away, and we're going to challenge them in the primaries. This is what this is about. If they're able to take down Roy Moore with these types of claims, they're going to be able to do this to any candidate. And they're going to make the case, look, the people on the other side, represented by Bannon in most cases as the most visible spokesperson, McConnell has already said this. He picks losers. He picks people who can't win. He doesn't vet his candidates. And so that's the argument that they're going to make. You have to understand that's what's there. You have to understand that McConnell's GOP spent $8 million opposing conservative candidates like Roy Moore, Mo Brooks, and others, while they only spent $50,000 opposing Democrats. That is a ratio of 160 times more money spent against conservatives that would challenge Mitch McConnell than they did against Democrats. Because Mitch McConnell can survive a loss of a Republican majority as long as he's got his GOP establishment that can put him back in power if they get more than 50 GOP senators. But if he loses his GOP establishment, if the swamp is defeated, he's done. He's done, whether he wins re-election or not. And so just as we saw the fact that we were celebrating the fact, hey, look, Trump beat Jeb Bush with all of his big war chest. Roy Moore beat Mitch McConnell with his big war chest, that GOP Senate Leadership Fund. If you donate to the GOP establishment, you should have your head examined. You don't know who these people are. So, Mitch McConnell is finished. If he doesn't finish Roy Moore, that's why it has gotten so dirty. That's what's behind all this stuff. That's the context for it. All right. Joining us now is Matt Bracken. We wanted to give that breaking news to you that it happened with Jeff Sessions, as well as what's happening in the Roy Moore contest. And I want to get his reaction to this as well. Again, you can find Matt, Enemies Foreign and Domestic. Well, that fits here. .com. Also Twitter, Matt Bracken 48. That's his Twitter handle. We're going to talk to Matt about the Middle East. We're going to talk about this video that surfaced today talking about killer robots. It's a very visceral video, but you understand this is a very, very broad issue. So Matt has had a lot of experience in the military. He's a SEAL, a former SEAL, part of the Naval Special Warfare Detachment to Beirut in 1983. So he knows what's going on with the military. He knows what's going on with politics as well. So joining us now is Matt Bracken. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Bracken.
Good to be with you, David. Almost too much news today to get a grip on.
It is. It is. Yeah, we'll try to squeeze all this stuff in. First of all, do you want to make any comments about what's going on in this never-ending Russian collusion stuff? I mean, they keep coming after Attorney General Sessions on this so that he doesn't get his job done. And today we were outed as Russian agents along with Matt Drudge. We got a break. Sorry, I didn't catch the clock there. We're going to come right back to you, and we're going to go straight to Matt Bracken, and I'll turn it over to you, Matt, when we come back. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, when we return.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink that's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it, Supermel Vitality. 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6, $7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today. I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
flying itself. Its processor can react 100 times faster than a human. The stochastic motion is an anti-sniper feature. Just like any mobile device these days, it has cameras and sensors, and just like your phones and social media apps, it does facial recognition.
He's showing a small, palm-sized drone.
Inside here is 3 grams of shaped explosive. This is how it works.
He throws it out the audience. It comes in. It finds a mannequin. Hits it in the forehead.
That little bang is enough to penetrate the skull and destroy the contents.
Again, with a shaped explosive. Joining us now is Matt Bracken. Sorry, Matt, we ran out of time in the previous segment. Again, he is has his website as enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Matt is a self-described freedomista, a constitutionalist who believes in the original intent of the founding fathers. He is a former Navy SEAL, so we wanted to talk to him about what's going on in the Middle East, and we thought it'd be interesting to get his comments on killer robots. Now, this, I believe, Matt, was something, this is a film that's going to be shown at the UN today. I think what he's doing is he's illustrating the danger here. I don't know whether they've got something like this. They probably have stuff that is far worse than this. They've got swarms of killing robots and drones and so forth, and they're talking about having killer robots who make these decisions autonomously. Your comment on this?
Well, in northern Iraq, we already saw ISIS, you know, even penned into corners. They were able to access commercial off-the-shelf quad rotors and weaponize them with, you know, grenades. And yes, it became quite a problem. Of course, they're controlled by a human. A couple years ago, I was given a tour of a naval facility that's in the greatest flight simulator for helicopters around. And they had a prototype mock-up of a small helicopter. It's about a quarter the size of a little bird, or Delta flies around in. You see it and saw it in Black Hawk Down.
Yes.
And it is fully autonomous. It just takes a political decision. The thing will find its own place to land so that it can recharge its solar batteries. It has a decision making capability. It'll search out whatever enemy it's given, you know, looking for a specific type of armor, for example, but it could just as easily target school buses or anything else. And this was several years ago when I was told it's already in existence. It already works. It's just a political decision to switch it into autonomous mode. And the thing would go out indefinitely until its weapons were used up. Yeah, it could charge in the sun and then go hunting every dawn, for example. And then when it gets to a certain level of battery charge, on its own, it'll seek out a safe hiding place, you know, a clearing where it can see the sun and charge up. But a little mini drone could sit, for example, on a billionaire tycoon's wall around his swimming pool. And it could sit there in the sun in disguise, even disguised as a bird or an insect, and be charging in the sun and waiting for that unique facial recognition to walk around into range and then zap it. So yes, everything from the, you know, from helicopter sized down to, a camouflaged bird size, the technology already exists.
And of course, what they're showing there, I think trying to get a political consensus against this is to say, this is an assassination.
Works.
What's that?
That always works. Ask a Nobel who invented dynamite, or the when they invented the machine gun to make war so awful nobody would do it.
Yes.
That always
yes.
works.
And exactly. But when we look at this illustration that they created here, what that was an assassination drone, just like you're talking about, a small drone that is programmed for somebody's biometrics. Once it identifies them, boom, takes that person out. And so I think they're looking, showing this and saying, hey, if you guys go down this path, you're going to be the first ones, the first targets that are going to come up, these politicians. I don't really know how you walk this back. I mean, I've talked to Noel Sharkey. There's a lot of people that are concerned about killer robots that are going to be unleashed on the battlefield making autonomous decisions, because without human oversight of this, it's the same thing that I'm concerned about with self-driving autonomous cars. I mean, I've worked too much with software to trust these things to make life and death decisions like this. I find this very, very disturbing. And what they're wargaming and developing, if they haven't already developed it, is to have swarms of killer drones, to have robots that are going to go out in a certain area. This is going to be a weapon of mass destruction like nuclear arms. And it's not really clear where this is going to end up, is it, Matt?
We've had area dispersal weapons for you know, decades, for generations now, where a big canister will be shot over the battlefield to release bomblets. In this case, the bomblets could each be a bird-sized drone that's, for example, searching for the camouflage pattern of the enemy. Be very easy to do. Now,
And the other thing about it, too, let me interject here, Matt, because what the software will do is introduce plausible deniability. If somebody introduces some of these other weapons, or they push the launch codes on some weapon of mass destruction, you can trace it back up to some human. But if this stuff goes crazy, they can say, hey, you know, it was a software error. Sorry, we wiped out the lower third of that country, but, you know, it's a software error. We didn't make that decision. It was just a bug.
I'd like to pull the focus back and get a higher view. This reminds me so much of 1914. In the Middle East, we've got a realignment of empires going on, similar to what blew up the stability of the competing empires in 1914 in Europe, with the Saudis, the Iranians, etc. Mm-hmm. We have also an emerging technology that we've just tested, sort of. We've seen some tests of it in Iraq, the drones, for example. But my fear is that, like World War I, where trench warfare and machine guns, tanks, airplanes were all introduced, we're on the cusp of a huge tectonic slip fault where old empires are going to crash, and at the same time, new weapon systems are going to enter the battlefield. And they might
even involve
AI.
Analogy. Yes, that's an excellent analogy, Matt. I absolutely agree with you. It isn't going to be something that is happening in a balkanized Europe, but it's something that's going to be happening in a balkanized Middle East that's going to be the trigger. And as you're pointing out, we got all of this new rising technology of warfare. At the same time, we're sitting on this political powder keg.
One thing that's different, World War I was contained over there across the pond. Yeah, there was, even in World War II, there was no weapon that could directly attack the American lower 48. Any war now where America is involved, and we will be. I remember I was in Beirut. We wound up getting, you know, involved taking sides. The next thing you know, we had the so-called barracks blown up. We went there as neutral observers, referees, and wound up, you know, siding against this faction and for this faction. Well, in any war in the Middle East, where we're siding with, say, Saudi Arabia and Israel versus Iran, and the war will not be contained over there this time.
That's right.
We are connected. It'll be our it's not a secret that our biggest vulnerability is our electric grid. You know, the banking system will be a target. The electric grid will be a target. We are not going to be able to sit out this war, you know, safe at home with our ration cards, you know, doing war bond drives. That's a fantasy.
That's right. We set out the previous two world wars, as you pointed out. We were late to get into both of them, and we did not have it come to these shores, come to this country. But as you pointed out, all the rules have changed, all the technology has changed, but we have the same kind of excellent analogy that you made there, Matt Bracken. And we're going to be right back with Matt right after the commercial break. Again, you can find him at enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. You can find Matt on Twitter at MattBracken48. We're going to be right back. Yeah, it's World War One all over again, I'm afraid. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
America is in an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Matt Bracken. Matt had an excellent analogy in the last segment. He said, what we see right now is World War One in many ways. Drew political similarities to it as well as to the new war technology that people really didn't know how to control and did not understand how lethal the results were going to be, but with one major distinction. This time, the war is not going to be over there. This time, the war will be here. I want to get back to Matt and flesh this out. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products and sales that we still have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've had to remove some of the items that we had on our 34-hour broadcast sale off of the list, but we still have Biome Defense, our popular probiotic formula, 50% off with free shipping. We also have Z-Shield that we've added, 50% off plus free shipping. We have Caveman, True Paleo Formula, 50% off with free shipping, and other specials. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, Secret 12, or Vitamin B12 Formula. Those are both 50% off with free shipping. You can see the other products at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do thank you for your support. That's what is essential in this climate of censorship, both political and economic. Let's go back to Matt Bracken. You know, Matt, you had an excellent analogy with what's going on with World War One. Of course, the thing that set that off was the assassination of an obscure political figure, Archduke Ferdinand, by some Serbian assassin. Normally, that would have just been nothing. But it was a spark in a room that was already filled with explosive gas. And I think that's the situation that we've got in the Mideast at this point, don't you?
Sure. And it's right now the young King Salman, he's trying to become the strong man of Saudi Arabia. And for the moment, it seems like his month of the long knives is working, his big purge. But you can't arrest all of these princes and just put them in a box. They have their own little sub-tribal loyalties all through the military.
That's right, through the military. That's a key thing.
Right. And at some point, some Air Force colonel is going to, bomb the palace, rock the Kasbah. I don't see this being a smooth takeover with him just emerging as like an Ataturk or an Erdogan.
Don't you think when that happens, they're going to say, hey, look, this guy, whether it's MBS or whether it's somebody else, this guy that was assassinated, that was the Iranians. And so now they're going to project everybody onto a foreign enemy so that they can try to minimize the domestic opposition. And that's how these regional wars began, isn't it?
Well, we have some amazing things going on. I mean, we have the Lebanese prime minister possibly under house arrest and under duress. I mean, this is like, theater of the absurd. It's almost unimaginable. And that place is the Persian Gulf. It is always a tinderbox because, something like a third of the world's oil goes through the Straits of Hormuz. It's all within rocket range. The Iranians have advanced Chinese, supersonic sea skimming missiles. The Persian Gulf, can go up in flames very quickly in this type of a scenario. This isn't going to just be, trench warfare, static trench warfare in Europe. This is going to be very dynamic warfare, and there's no way that the world banking system is going to come through it unscathed. If the banking system goes down, the electronic benefit transfer system crashes, the power goes out in any major cities, we have our own vulnerability. Our cities will explode without power and without without the banking system. They'll just utterly explode.
So and we're talking about that. You're talking about exploding. You're talking about civil unrest. Once we cut off the power, because we have a just-in-time delivery system for our food, for our water. I mean, what do we do at this point? Because we can talk about this and we can say, hey, guys, we don't want a war. They're not going to listen to us. And there are factors involved here in other countries. In addition to the political instability and the balkanization, like we saw in Europe just prior to World War One, we also have the religious component, and understand that Islam is both a religious and a political entity. They're combined together, and they have these multiple versions of Islam that are competing against each other, just as they have these different political power systems that are there. It's a big part of that mix as well. So what do we do here in America with all of this?
I don't think that it's even possible to avert this train wreck. I see the train heading for the bridge, and the bridge is out. And it's, there's no way that you're going to go all the way through the train like Indiana Jones and, get to the front and pull on the brakes. So I think that it's time for individuals to have their own, crash survival plan. At the individual level, I would really encourage people to take prepping very seriously and at least have, as a minimum, a month worth of food and water on hand, because in any kind of a disruption, the first month is going to be very dangerous. If you have to go out looking for food for that first month, you're going to be like a gazelle going to the water hole that's full of crocodiles and surrounded by lions. You just don't want to have to go out for food. And in every kind of a breakdown, whether it's Argentina or the Balkans, where there were modern cities like Buenos Aires in 2000 or or Sarajevo in the 90s, people could not believe that a modern cosmopolitan functioning city could revert to like medieval, you know, horrors in a matter of days and weeks, to the point where people were tearing down their, you know, pulling down their doors to burn for firewood inside of apartments to keep from freezing to death.
And we've seen it in Venezuela. We've seen it in Venezuela. We got people hunting down pets in the streets for food. They're hunting down the police for their weapons in Venezuela. That's something that has been developing just from economic standpoints there. And I've had people like Gerald Celente talking about what's going on with just the petrodollar, just the financial aspect of this. All these people are looking at this and saying, hey, what do we do with our money? Do we put it in gold? Do we put it in Bitcoin? Everybody understands the uncertainty here. But as you're pointing out, with this new technology, this is going to be a world war unlike any world war Americans have ever seen before.
And that's the other big, you know, tectonic plate shift going on underneath is the end of the petrodollar from Bretton Woods and then Nixon closing the gold window. The virtual gold of the, that's made the world run has been the petrodollar, which was an agreement by Saudi Arabia and the Americans to denominate all oil contracts in dollars. So this cycle, this basically propped up the dollar for the last 50 years approximately or longer. That's coming to an end. The BRIC companies, Russia, China, India, Brazil, et cetera, they are now directly challenging the United States supremacy. Once the petrodollar is dead, all the dollar is a American ruble. It's just an American peso. We will literally become Argentina with nukes, which is going to be very dangerous. And I don't care whether it's Trump or Hillary in the cockpit of the plane. Changing pilots can't fix the situation we're in. We have a math problem, not just a political problem. We can't just elect a new pilot and, you know, make the mountains in front of the airplane disappear.
And I would add one thing to that, Matt, and that is, you know, the petrodollar has been an alliance with Saudi Arabia. And part of that agreement was we sell them weapons and they buy our debt and so forth from the Federal Reserve. They're now making overtures to Russia. They've had a major arms purchase from Russia. They've given Russia a lot of money. Russia has said, we're not going to accept anything other than rubles at our ports. Russia and China are trading in their own currency. They're also offering their own cryptocurrencies. They're buying gold in large quantities. So we're seeing this erosion not only coming from Russia and China, but from our petrodollar ally, Saudi Arabia, and from the prince who is now doing the purge and the consolidation there. So it is, the petrodollar itself is on very, very shaky ground. Financially, that could be a disaster that just by itself, even if there isn't some kind of a political assassination, that could push us into a world war. As you point out, we become a Zimbabwe with nuclear weapons or banana republic with nuclear weapons.
Yeah, and another parallel to World War II, in some respects, we're a paper tiger the way that Great Britain's Navy was going into World War II. Mm-hmm. You know, Britain's Navy, you know, Rule Britannia, the sun never sets on the British Empire. They held Singapore. They held, you know, they had ports all around the world. But when Japanese aviation, land-based two-engine Betty bombers advanced down the coast of Vietnam, setting up bases, they sent their battleships out of Singapore and they were sunk. So those battleships in peacetime flew the flag. They imposed the dreadnought might of Britain on the world. But in a war, the paper tigers are exposed. Our aircraft carrier battle groups, a lot of people think, are paper tigers. They're great for threatening smaller countries like in Iraq or in Iran.
But yeah, they may be the battleships of World War II. That's right. The aircraft carriers may be the battleships of World War II, which were basically dinosaurs at that time. That was a fascinating decision. I wish we had more time. This is the end of our show. Thank you for joining us, Matt Bracken. You can find him, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Also on Twitter, Matt Bracken, B-R-A-C-K-E-N, Matt Bracken 48. Thank you so much for joining us, Matt, and thank you for joining us. That's the end of our show. Stay tuned. Alex Jones is coming up on the InfoWars Network.